Does anyone here not know what cyberbullying is? Well, in case you don't, cyberbullying is a form of harassment that happens online or through text. It also happens when people make fake profiles of other people to make fun of them or embarrass them. Cyberbullying is a very serious matter, and no one should ever have to go through the emotional pain of being cyberbullied. There are many kinds of ways cyberbullying can happen, like threatening, tormenting, and harassment. These are just some of the ways cyberbullying can happen. Cyberbullying can happen on Facebook, email, Gmail, Instagram, and through text. Some effects of cyberbullying are emotional pain, word, and psychological. Did you know that only 1 in 10 people will tell an adult they are being cyberbullied, and that girls are twice more likely to be cyberbullied than boys? Almost 50% of kids have been harassed online or bullied. The majority of teens use cell phone to text or go on Facebook, and that's why it's the most common way to cyberbully someone. Almost young people think it's easier to bully someone online. Now, why do you think this? Well, it's because when you bully someone on, you can't see their face or see how they're feeling. You can just say stuff and not care if the person on the other side is crying or hurting themselves. You can just sit there, laugh, and make rude comments to them. Now, have you ever thought how we can stop cyberbullying? Well, to answer that question, you can't stop someone from cyberbullying. There will always be someone out there that will cyberbully someone. But if you're being cyberbullied, the best thing you can do is just ignore them and not respond to them. The reason you should do this is because if you ignore them, they will start leaving you alone. This is because they realize they can't make you upset, and they'll go on someone else and leave you alone. Same for whoever else that bully goes on to next. Just ignore them. Another thing you can do is make sure you tell an adult. They can always help you through it. And make sure you save everything the bully is saying so you can show officials what's going on. Cyberbullying happens all over the world every day. There's always someone who is being cyberbullied in some sort of way. But one good example is Amanda Todd. I'm sure you've all heard of Amanda Todd. She flashed someone online. She made one mistake and no one would let that go. She was bullied every single day of her life and she had to move schools 3 times. No one should ever have to go through what Amanda Todd did. She did one thing and no one will let it go. Someone made a Facebook profile about her and kept posting rude comments about her. At school, she had no one to support her, no friends to stick by her side. Everyone targeted her and made fun of her every single day. The matters got worse. She was bullied so bad that she tried to commit suicide. She drank bleach and almost died from it. She was rushed to the hospital, and all the bleach was flushed out of her system. Even after she almost killed herself, people still wouldn't leave her alone. They started taking pictures and posting them online, pretending to drink bleach and saying stuff, "Do I look like Amanda Todd yet?" Like, why would you say stuff like that? You probably don't even notice. So then finally she committed suicide. Just because of one mistake, no one would let that go. No, now you can see how bad cyberbullying could get. There has been so many deaths due to cyberbullying. Like, I remember when I was in grade 6 and a police officer came to talk to us about this matter. He told us that a 10-year-old boy committed suicide. He was only 10 years old. So cyberbullying can happen at any age, but most likely it happens at the age group of 13 to 16. I think that's when kids start using Facebook, Twitter, and other social media sites. This age is also when people are worried about being popular and if they have brand name clothes, etc. Some kids don't have brand name clothes or phones and stuff like that. Some people might think that means they're poor and they don't have a lot of money. So what if someone can't afford to buy expensive clothing or isn't worried about being popular? What if they don't like brand name clothes? It doesn't mean they're poor. It doesn't mean it's all right to single that person out and start saying mean things to them. It's their life, not yours, so just leave them alone and let them do their own thing. I wouldn't know what cyberbullying feels like because I've never been cyberbullied by someone on the internet. I bet it's a horrible feeling. You must feel like there's no one who can help you. You must feel like you're not important or no one cares about you, but that's not true. The only reason people are doing this is because they want you to feel that way. They want to make you feel bad about yourself. It's how they get to you. So if you're being cyberbullied, you just have to ignore them because they just want to make you feel horrible about yourself, make you feel worthless, but you're not. There's probably so many people out there that love and care for you and would be devastated to know that you hurt yourself. Some people don't let bullies get to them, or if they have gotten to, they will keep bugging you until you just can't take it anymore. Now I've talked to you a bit about cyberbullying, and I hope you never have to go through what some people have gone through because of cyberbullying. You can see what it did to Amanda Todd and how she committed suicide because of cyberbullying. You know, I bet the people that were making fun of Amanda Todd don't even know her and feel horrible for keep bugging her for this one mistake. Especially the person who started all this by making a whole Facebook page about her. I hope you will never hurt anyone again like how they hurt Amanda Todd. If you're the one who cyberbullies someone, just leave them alone, let them be happy, and let them do their own thing, without you criticizing everything they do. And if you are being cyberbullied, I hope you tell someone like an owl or someone that you trust. They might not be able to stop it, but at least they can. You have someone to talk to. They can tell you stuff by like not replying to them and to take pictures of what they're saying. Thank you for listening to me about this topic, and I hope if you are ever cyberbullied that you listen to the tips I've given you. Thank you.
Good job, Steph.